Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, it's post-game wrap time after the Reds beat the Giants, game one of this series. First of all, nice to be back with you guys.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you bring us a divot or something from the golf course?
I may have a surprise or two for you.
Well, we missed you. I was glad to have you back.
I did not run off with any turf, though, no. You know what's funny about this game tonight is it's been two seasons since we've seen the Reds. I mean, the Reds are a team that we're used to seeing, I mean, for the entire history of the Giants every year. And last year was so weird, and part of the weirdness was we didn't see anybody in the National League outside of the West. I mean, T.J. Antone, he made 13 appearances. He made 4 starts last year. I'm sure other people around the game are thinking, man, this guy's – I'd never seen him before.
I know. I can't believe they didn't give one more hitter.
I was so impressed by him, and it just kind of reinforced to me. It's like, man, we kind of missed that last year. A bunch of players who we'll see for the first time here as this season rolls on that actually have major league experience in the National League. But we're just, I mean, at least I'll speak for myself, clueless on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad David used him like he did tonight, because now you won't see him the rest of the series.
That is a good thing for the Giants.
Oh, he was nasty.
I mean, he was tough.
That's as good a curveball. That's a Nolan Ryan curveball right there.
Texas kid.
Who? Hey, by the way, when we were playing, there were only two divisions, East and West, and Cincinnati was in the West. They were in our division. We'd go there 3 times a year.
I think the Cardinals maybe are the only team that the Reds have played more often in their history than they've played the Giants in their history.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, the Reds and the Giants have played over and over and over again for more than a century.
And weren't you a little shocked by that note that no Red has hit one in the water?
I was shocked by that.
Come on.
I thought Adam Dunn never did it. Jay Bruce never did it. Votto never done it. How is that possible? That was the first one.
Yeah. Anyway.
It wasn't a cheapie.
Strange game.
Yeah.
Did John act like he was happy you were back?
Yeah.
Kind of.
He welcomed me back.
Yeah, sure. The new guy was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
enjoyed him.
That
yeah.
guy that you hadn't seen in a while, that guy? Yeah. Well, we missed you, Dave.
He couldn't have been more welcoming.
We missed you, Dave.
Do you know the one thing about the big leagues? And, you know, we got reminded that it was the big leagues in the first inning when Jesse Winker, who's leading off, he hits a ground ball left side of the infield, and you're thinking that's a ball that it's a base hit. And Crawford's the only guy on that side, comes over and he makes the play. He gets him out. And, you know, you're just reminded this is the big leagues. And it can happen on any given day where you run into a buzzsaw. And tonight, every pitcher that the Reds ran out there today, they buzzed the Giants' bats. Wade Miley was great. Worked a quick pace. I mean, and just about the time you think, well, they're having a few good swings off him, whoop, David Bell got him out in the fifth, and then here comes T.J. Antone, and it was over.
We were speculating, and Dave brought it up, but that because there's no minor league baseball right now. So he had to shut it down in the middle of the Cactus League. He didn't pitch in a game down there after March the 14th. And they worked him one inning the first time they used him once the season started, then 2 innings in the next one. And now he goes 60 pitches. It's like they're doing the spring training thing, because they've got Sonny Gray is missing on the injured list, one of their all-star starters. And I think this guy, they've got him ticketed for the rotation, and I think David Bell and his pitching coach have figured out a pretty clever way to get a guy ready to build up his pitch count in the regular season. So, as Dave said, if that's what he's doing, well, you have to give him some credit for creative thinking, because this guy looks like he could be a monster, doesn't he?
Well, for the first, I mean, he two-pitched him. Fastball, curveball. That's what you saw. He's got other pitches. He didn't even use them.
Well, David clearly didn't want him to get a save. So focus on being a starter, because I don't want you to get a save.
Don't get used to that.
That's right.
He hit 60 pitches and he was gone. That was got him out of the game.
Yeah.
I hate the pitch count. Yep.
Well, he's going to be a weapon for them. And I'm glad, even though the game didn't go the Giants' way, I'm glad to see the Reds back here again.
Yep. I agree.
It's a good thing.
Missing one person. Marty.
Yeah, missing Marty.
That's all right. Another story for another day.
We'll call him. Check in on him.
Marty Brenneman, the Hall of Fame announcer, retired.
I haven't been cussed at in a long time.
Yeah, call him tomorrow. Just let him yell at you for a while.
You could not out-cuss Marty.
All right, we'll take our break and pick players right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two. Who should go first tonight?
You.
Me. Okay. I'll take it. I'll go Harleen Garcia. You know, we talked to Gabe Kapler before the game today, and one thing he brought up was, look, everybody's pitching well these last few days, and we've been using the guys who really are on a good roll, but we do need to get Garcia and Whistler into the game, let them kind of work through a few of their early season issues. And it wasn't perfect for Harleen Garcia, but he got a chance to get seven outs, and I think he took a step forward. So last year he was one of their best relievers. I know it hadn't been totally pretty for him his first few times out this year, but I'm going Harleen Garcia.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. Really, after he gave it the home run, he kind of settled in. He threw some changeups tonight that really were good, and we haven't seen at all. And that's a big weapon of his.
I mean, you got to get out there on the mound if you're going to work through whatever you're going through, especially early in a year. It's hard to do it just entirely on the side or talking about it or whatever. You got to get out and do it. So
he did it.
He did it.
He did it.
Good pick.
That's my guy. Kipe?
Yeah, well, I'll take the next guy in, and that was Whistler, who, as you said, Gabe wants to get him straightened out. Got a couple of strikeouts. The slider was working, so Whistler.
Good one.
Yeah. Good pick, Kipe.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Just good seeing if you're paying attention, Mike, that's all.
Well, I had to figure out. You took my guy, so I had to think about who am I going to take.
I can go redo, and you can take Whistler.
No, no.
All right.
No, he's gone.
Can you hear me?
Okay, well, then it's my turn, and I'm going to take a guy that had an 0-for-3, and that was Evan Longoria. I mean, he hit a bolt to right. He hit a ball to the wall left that we thought was out. Played a flawless game. I mean,
hit a deep drive to center.
Yeah, he had three good at-bats, and he got with the little bird left on the rock.
That's right.
I think when a guy has a good swing, he can still be a player of the game, even if he takes an 0-for, just because he had good at-bats.
That's a great pick, Mike.
There you go. That's up there.
As long as he's not a Dodger, there's no rule against it.
That's a great pick.
He can be.
It is a good pick.
John, who you got?
Kahuna.
All right. Well, the Reds had a guy that was tied for the Major League lead in home runs that they did not put in the lineup tonight. The guy they put in there instead was Jesse Winker, whom they think a lot of. And I guess those two guys are part of the reason why they wish there was a DH this year in the National League again. But anyway, the guy they put in there instead of Tyler Naquin with all those home runs hit a home run, and that was really the winning hit of the game. So Jesse Winker is – I'm going to go with him. I'm not going with Antone or those guys or Miley or either one of those guys.
I don't blame you,
John. I'm going with the guy who hit the home run.
Yeah,
we're home run people.
Yeah.
Kahuna digs the long ball.
I like the long ball.
Yeah. Okay, who should we make our player of the game? Sponsored by Top Dot Solar. Strike out your electricity bill by going solar. Get started today with no money down. Visit top.solar.com. That's top.solar.com.
Well, who's the guy we've talked the most about tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it really was that kid, TJ Antone.
Yeah, take him.
I think we should, he's a young guy. When he gets the prize, he'll be thrilled.
Yeah, he'll get the bag of chips. He'll love it.
Yeah. He was. I mean, that was an eye-opener for me. I'm thinking this guy's one of the best young arms we've seen in a while.
Yep, absolutely.
So, TJ Antone. What's on deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers? A great pitching matchup tomorrow, isn't it? Kevin Gausman and Luis Castillo.
That's a good one.
It is a good one, and Mike reminded me when we got to the park that of all the people we've enjoyed behind home plate as an umpire has been Ben May, who calls strikes, and he's behind the plate tomorrow with a couple of great guys pitching that like to throw the ball over the plate. So should be good.
It'll be all about pitching tomorrow.
Yep.
Big strike zone, two guys who can bring it with Castillo's changeup, Gausman's splitter, two good fastballs. Man, should be a fun game to watch tomorrow.
Yep.
Game two of the series.
Let's do it. Let's broadcast it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they should add that to our
broadcast.
I'll be here. I'm coming.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. What's next for you? Heading to test drive the completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the new truck of the future. Highlights with John right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.